This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Austria's conservative chancellor, Sebastian Kurz, resigned on Saturday to end a government crisis, Reuters' Freddy Joyner reports.
Austria's conservative chancellor, Sebastian Kurz, announced he was resigning Saturday after his coalition partner said he was unfit for office because he has been placed under investigation on suspicion of corruption.
You have all over the last couple of days followed that there are criminal accusations against me. Those accusations stem back to the year 2016. They are not true, and I will be able to clear things up if I am very much certain.
The move by Kurz, who denies wrongdoing, satisfied the demand by his junior coalition partner, the Greens, that he go, even though he plans to stay on as his party's leader and become its top lawmaker in parliament. Prosecutors said on Wednesday they had placed Kurz and 9 others under investigation on suspicion of breach of trust, corruption, and bribery with various levels of involvement.
That's Reuters' Freddy Joyner. Czech Prime Minister Andrej Babiš said on Saturday he would lead talks on the next government if the country's president asked him to do so, following a defeat in the parliamentary election. With all the votes counted, the Czech Statistics Office said Together, a liberal-conservative three-party coalition, captured 27.8% of the vote, beating Babiš's ANO party, which won 27.1%. In a second blow to the populists, another center-left coalition of the Pirate Party and Stan, a group of mayors, received 15.6% of the vote to finish third. The two-day election to fill 200 seats in the lower house of the Czech Republic's parliament took place shortly after the International Consortium of Investigative Journalists reported details of Babiš's overseas financial dealings in a project dubbed the Pandora Papers. The 67-year-old Babiš has denied any wrongdoing. This is VOA News. Afghanistan's Taliban urged the United States Saturday to unfreeze Afghanistan's central bank reserves during an ongoing meeting with an American delegation in Qatar. Taliban acting Foreign Minister Amir Khan Muttaqi, who is leading his side at the two-day talks in Doha, said U.S. interlocutors in the opening session promised that they would sustain humanitarian assistance to his turmoil-hit nation and would offer coronavirus vaccines to Afghans. Washington has frozen billions of dollars in Afghan assets, mainly deposited in the U.S. Federal Reserve since the Taliban took control of the country. The World Bank and the International Monetary Fund have also blocked development assistance, citing human rights concerns under Taliban rule. Saturday's meeting was the first face-to-face dialogue at a senior level since the Islamist group took control of the country following the U.S. withdrawal in late August. Taiwan has responded angrily Saturday to Chinese President Xi Jinping's vow for a peaceful reunification. Reuters' Conway G. Gittens has more.
Speaking to a large crowd in an airbase in northern Taiwan, Taiwanese President Tsai Ing-wen, at a pre-National Day reception, vowed to uphold democracy.
We will continue to work hard to hold fast the front lines of democracy and freedom, strengthening collaboration with international partners through shared values and making more contributions to the world.
The presidential office also described Taiwan as a sovereign, independent country, not part of the People's Republic of China, and reiterated the clear rejection of China's offer of, quote, one country, two systems, to rule the island.
That's Reuters' Conway G. Gittens. Iraq's elections on Sunday come with enormous challenges, AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
Iraq's economy has been battered by years of conflict, endemic corruption, and more recently, the coronavirus pandemic. State institutions are failing while the country's infrastructure crumbles. As well, powerful paramilitary groups increasingly threaten the authority of the state, and hundreds of thousands of people are still displaced from the years of war. While few Iraqis can expect meaningful change in their day-to-day lives, the parliament elections will shape the direction of Iraq's foreign policy at a key time in the Middle East, including as Iraq is mediating between regional rivals, Iran and Saudi Arabia. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
You can find more on our website, voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. Reporting by remote, I'm David.